At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Charm, but it clearly didn't apply to gospel singer Leandria Johnson.
And Cardi B shows off the lunch she sends with her daughter to the school with, and it looks delicious.
Plus, Sylvester Stallone is an expert in writing breakup texts.
Welcome to Dish Nation! All right, Tanner, what's up with Katy Perry?
Oh, Brad, it's a tough one. Looks like Katy might be ready to quit as an American Idol judge, you guys. What? After 6 years, word is she's fed up with being thrown under the bus by producers who she believes have purposely edited her to look like the nasty judge.
Oh, no.
Sources claim Katy reached her breaking point after she was booed for doling out criticism to contestants. Now, Katy has faced criticism in the past, but this season has been pretty tough on her after she was dragged into a mom-shaming scandal that prompted one singer on the show to quit. I don't know, you guys. Do you feel sorry for her? I definitely remember the mom scandal.
Yeah.
Bring back Simon Cowell. He didn't give a damn about nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all are getting too soft. Like,
if
I'm
you
tired.
Say what you say, stick to it.
Well, they should tell her that they setting up, though. I mean, nobody want to be set up.
How would you tell someone that they're going to Hollywood, like, if they did really good?
Tanner, you're going to Hollywood!
Woo!
I think.
Now, how would you tell somebody that they weren't the best singer that you saw that day?
Yeah.
Well, you know, head crack, I mean, you know, you sound all right, but you're a little pitchy. But you may make it later on in life.
Okay, let's try it on me.
Oh, damn.
California girls were unforgettable. How'd I do?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's an eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need to replace Katy Perry.
Simon Fowle. Well, the Black Music Honors isn't set to air until next month, but it appears that there was a minor setback during the show's taping. So, the event honored several legends in music, including Missy Elliott. And during the tribute, artists sang songs that were written by Missy, including Fantasia's Free Yourself. Mm. Well, gospel singer Leandria Johnson couldn't seem to nail the song because she forgot the lyrics, ooh, like three times. And Lil Mo had to swoop in and save the day. Come on, Baltimore.
Ooh. How do you not know maybe you need space or some time? Like, how do you not know?
Brad saved the damn day.
She did.
Because when she finally thought she got through singing the song, Brad came out, performed with like, ooh, honey, a breath of fresh air.
Oh,
and
great.
We moved on.
So you saved the grade. Leave it
no.
Mama so Brad saved the day. Mama.
Leandra no. failed so Brad could fly.
No.
No, we love Leandria,
yeah,
y'all.
We love her.
I don't know what happened. I think maybe when the crowd stood up, she couldn't read the prompter.
Sure. Well, they sat down because they told them. They said, y'all sit down so she could see it.
And then what happened? Because I was backstage waiting for my turn.
They sat down, and honey, this girl still
Wait
came
a minute,
back.
Because I performed at the Black Music Honors in 2019. We didn't get no prompter when we're performing.
Well, if you don't know the music, they'll give you one.
Oh.
Yeah, you see.
But it was your song, you said.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're going to know that. I feel like you're going to know your song. And I was blown away by your performance. Like, Jesse went out there and killed it.
But they say secular people can sing gospel, but gospel can't sing secular.
Mm, that's true.
Was she reading from the book of Chaka Khan?
All right, y'all, baby. It looks like Cardi B's, honey, 4-year-old daughter, Miss Culture, honey, is out here. Hey, this girl's eating better than us.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I know that's right, Gary. So Cardi went on to Twitter to share pictures of Culture's school lunch, which featured chicken nuggets, macaroni and cheese, chopped fruit, yogurt, M&Ms, and more, with the caption, Culture school lunch be everything. Now, of course, fans were quick to share their reactions to Culture's lunch. One fan commented, commented, if this is school lunch, what does her breakfast and supper look like? And my girl Cardi B was quick to answer back by showing pictures of her other meals, including pancakes, chicken, and vegetables, huh?
Yeah, this is a very healthy
it
lunch.
It looked good to me.
I'm sorry. That mac and cheese looked kind of light-skinned. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe she don't want to put all the stuff that goes in our mac and cheese in her daughter's. Maybe that's okay. Healthy mac and cheese.
But when baby HD gets here, are you going to make sure he's fully loaded like this?
And... Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he wants.
Is he going to have some little oxtails? And
yeah. I'm going to have them chopped up in little bite-sized.
You're going to send a baby with oxtails?
Absolutely.
It's going to be a healthy baby.
That's gonna be his protein.
That's Gerber Black.
Yeah.
For the Clinton folks.
Right, baby.
Yes.
Baby's gonna be healthy.
Little succotash. Yes.
I'm screaming. Well, y'all, Floyd Mayweather's car collection has got me feeling a little broke. You know what I mean?
Broke.
That's that rich people version of broke, child. But anyway, he hopped on social media to show off his 17 cars in a 30-car garage, and he made it clear this particular garage was just one of his 3 garages, okay? He has 2 more garages that hold 5 cars each. Just take a look at this flex. My goodness.
Oh, wow. Yo.
Yeah. My God, the Money Team smells so damn good. Anyway, y'all, I mean, the Money Team coins, they hit just different. It's like you can just smell the richness just coming from the screen. It just, just smell like money, Lord.
This
looks
like
the
all-black car garage.
Right, yeah.
When do you make time to drive all these cars,
I know.
Though?
You can't. You can't drive 17 cars.
Yes, you can. How many? It's 30 days in a week, a month.
Huh? Gary, how many cars you got? You drive them all?
I have 2 cars. I have my Kia and my Hyundai. And
don't
I drive
even
one to
listen.
Lies.
No, honestly, I mean, because I drive the Hyundai, honey, because it's a more high-end. I drive it to church, and I drive my Kia to work.
Wow.
Try the Benz truck, try the Maserati, try the Porsche, and try...
And don't forget the Corvette, but that got stolen.
And he got a Jeep, too.
I just want the one car I want. You
right.
know what I'm
right.
A DeLorean.
Also, that garage is what 50-0 looks like.
The DeLorean,
you know what I'm saying?
From Back to the Future?
Yes.
Oh,
I want
my
that.
God.
That is the car I want.
Yes.
How you get that? Do they sell that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, they be how used, much do the and you got to transport them from out of state.
Oh. How much do the Gloria be?
The Gloria? All right. Well, moving on from broke to just plain broke. Oh. All right, y'all. If you've been mooching off your cousins and them.
Not Tana's cousins and them.
Yo, I'm just reading the
what
word.
What does that even mean?
You know, your cousins and them. You know what I'm saying? All of them.
What is cousins and them?
You know, your cousins is like your parents.
And then what's them? What's them?
And them is their friend.
M&M.
M&M's?
It's short for M&M.
Cousins and them? If you've been mooching off your family and others, Netflix. When it comes to Netflix and chill dates, guys, that's about to stop. I hate to break it to you. Netflix is cracking down on the password sharing. So if you're not living in the same household as the subscriber, your subscription is going to increase by $8.
What?
Now, you're probably asking yourself, how are they going to know who lives where? Well, the primary account holders will be directed to set their household location on their devices, and your cousins and others who live outside the household will be identified based on factors such as how often their devices use the Wi-Fi at the primary location, yada, yada, yada. And now people are big mad telling Netflix to mind their business when it comes to who they're giving their passwords to.
See, Netflix is going to fall off like Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Netflix was all about bringing people together. It was about sharing.
Sharing and caring.
Whatever Nigerian has my Netflix login has actually helped my algorithm.
Exactly.
Put things on my timeline that maybe I wouldn't have watched on my own. And I'm going to miss them because I'm not going to pay an additional
$8. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you know when they start charging you? How many streaming services do you actually have?
I have all of them.
I do,
too.
What I lack in cars, I make up for. Subscriptions.
Right.
Honestly,
yeah. I'm like Floyd Mayweather. I'm like, let me look at my laptop and these are all my subscriptions.
Right.
Well, later for Netflix and chill, I'm all about Tubi and boobies.
Moving on.
I'm all about Hulu, do you?
Hulu, do you? Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Up next, we'll tell you how Sylvester Stallone says bye-bye to his daughter's boyfriends for them, okay? After the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Oh,
Okay, now, we all know Sylvester Stallone is a big action hero, but he's currently starring with his wife and daughters on a reality show, The Family Stallone. And his 24-year-old daughter, Sistine, yes, like the chapel, she just reveals something her dad does for her and her sisters. Brad, you want to tell us what she said?
She said, "My dad is a savant when it comes to our dating lives. He writes most of our breakup texts."
Oh! Well, what kind of... That's an involved daddy right there.
Very okay.
More daddies should be involved. Very. More dads was involved in their daughter's life.
You don't need to write the breakup text.
Yeah, but I mean...
The daughter need to write her own damn breakup text.
No, because she's hurt probably from breaking up with the guy. So
no, she's sitting back watching. She think it's funny. Dad, right there.
Well, maybe the daughters are not smart and he's not writing it from the perspective of the daughters. It's like, yo, this is Rocky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's texting them from her phone as Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, hey, listen, this is Rambo, and you don't break up with my daughter.
Well, y'all, from breakups to hookups, we're getting some insight into one of the biggest cheaters of the year. Vanderpump Rules star Tom Sandoval will go down in history for how he cheated on Ariana with Raquel, but now it's another co-star, Charlie Burnett, who's given us some inside info, y'all.
Uh-oh.
On the Vow Files podcast, Charlie said this. Someone came to me and said, "I was getting my hair done, and my hairdresser told me that one of their clients had to sign an NDA to have sex with Tom Sandoval." So what do y'all think about this?
Sounds like she broke the agreement.
Right.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Okay, so a friend of hers was getting her hair did, and that hairstylist had a previous client who said that that client had signed the NDA. Right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
When are you thinking about whipping that NDA out? You know what I'm saying? Are things getting hot and heavy and you're like, by the way, I need you to sign this paperwork before we go any further? Like, when is this happening?
Well, he must have had his spot blown before. Like,
probably.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, obviously.
Where, like, he tried to protect himself. Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a situation where I felt like I should have signed an NDA.
Really?
Yes.
With who? Talkative ass, don't you care?
Who were you with?
I'm not going to say it, but I feel like he should have gave me an NDA.
Really?
Why? Did you ever told many after?
No, yeah. But I just like, if
did
I
you
ever talk
told
about
one
it.
Yeah, I mean, now would be the time, Jesse.
Now would be the time.
Right here on Dish Nation.
Right.
Listen, no one else is listening.
Draw
just
that
us.
Person and let the audience figure out who it was.
Oh, no. They would figure it out ASAP.
And I already know he like bananas.
Oh, what?
He wanted you to do something to his body.
What? Jesse, have
that's
to
what
you.
Most of me like, please don't tell.
You out here getting your Peggy Bundy on?
No, hey, no, I did not say all that. I'm just saying.
I figured Jesse wore the pants in the relationship.
That's the only thing they'd be scared of. They don't want nobody to know that.
And they don't.
I
they
know.
Don't. But you know what? One day I will have a memoir and I will definitely.
Really? Herman writing.
Oh, I will definitely petition out on that.
Yeah, my memoir and more and more.
And them.
And them.
Okay, guys, moving right along. We all think of the Jonas Brothers as a group, but they've also had solo successes and failures.
Oh, no.
In fact, Nick Jonas just revealed that a really bad performance caused him to seek professional help. At the 2016 Academy of Country Music Awards, Nick performed with Kelsey Ballerini, and it went really wrong.
Oh. Really?
Nick said, "A really tragic guitar solo debacle happened on live TV. I just went completely blank, and I hit a wrong note, and I couldn't stop. In retrospect, I can kind of laugh about how big I thought it was, but it did cause me to go to therapy."
Man, if only Lil Mo was there to save him that night.
When you need it.
She is, right?
Yeah.
y'all think God punished them, though, because they dished those purity rings that they used to have?
I don't think
so. Whatever happened to that? Did they stay pure?
No, girl.
They had promise rings back in the day.
Yeah.
You know that? You didn't get a promise ring? Remember we used to get promise rings when we was kids?
I never got a promise ring.
No one ever gave
I was
Jesse
never promise ring material.
Oh, God. It's all right.
Don't you start.
You're going to get a band.
Don't you start with your sad story. Ain't nobody level love me.
No. Didn't nobody promise me nothing.
I'm speaking real down. All right, y'all. Up next, Jennifer Hudson didn't secure the bag, and now she's getting called out for it. Mm. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all. We're back. Okay, so DDG's ex-girlfriend, Instagram model Ruby Rose, says she only likes guys who don't give a damn about her.
Huh?
Okay. So during an interview, she was asked what type of guy is she attracted to, and here are the type of men's Ruby says she likes. Take a look.
I like guys that don't like me, and when they start liking me, I don't like them, and it's really, like, really sad. It's weird. But unless I really, really, really like them, then I'll still like them. But I like when guys like act like they don't like me and don't act interested in.
You know, I've seen that at play because I remember when she used to date little TJ and he flew her out, smashed, and didn't fly her home. She
oh,
must
my God.
Loved him.
She did love him.
But how do you get in the door kind of like?
Well, do
get
her
a
like
job to
else?
Work near her or try
I
to?
I just stay in her presence, like just sitting here like this job, just sitting here like and pay you no attention. Just
call her ugly or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or like instead of calling on you, Jesse, what you think again?
Yeah, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like that's what you're like.
But now that she didn't put that out there, oh, it's going to be
oh,
a
yeah.
Exactly.
Mean. I saw a whole bunch of tweets. Hey, Ruby, I hate you. I hate you. Every iota
you're
of you.
So ugly.
You're so ugly. You're always ugly.
Well, moving on. A lucky thrift shopper just so happened to find a purse that was gifted to Jennifer Hudson.
Wow.
So after the thrifter posted a video of this rare find that had a note in the back of the bag that was specifically addressed to the EGOT winner, check this out.
So I'm looking in here and I see there's a note. All right. So it has the lady's business card. That's cool. But this letter that I got, look at who it's addressed to. Miss Jennifer Hudson.
Now, some people are saying J-Hud is dead wrong for sending a gift to the thrift store, especially because it's from a small business, which I think it is.
First off, I have to say, there's a real significant chance J-Hud never even saw this bag.
Right.
Just acknowledge that.
Right.
Also, J-Hud's a big star, and she's got her own show, so it's like, I would imagine things are showing up over there all
oh,
the time.
Oh, yeah, like yeah. so oh, many yeah. gifts you know? From different yeah. places and people that would love for her to promote their, yeah. their yeah, items. Exactly.
So, Gary, you know you're the king of designers. Would you send your stuff to a thrift store?
Let me tell you something. I shop at the thrift store, first of all, but you know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. One time I was trying to bring some of my stuff to the thrift store. And I brought a suit, some suits, and they told me you have to clean them.
What?
And it hurt me. And I never went back to try to
you
put stuff out.
The,
I was embarrassed.
Take, why would you take dirty suits?
Right.
But you know it was dirty.
Yo, you yeah. remember, this is like that time Gary told us he washes his sheets once a month.
Right.
It really hurt me, so I stopped bringing stuff to the thrift store, but I buy stuff from
okay.
the thrift store.
How did you yeah. get a suit dirty?
What, did they have cologne on it?
I don't know what it was, but it really pissed me off. I'm like, he hurt me, so I stopped doing it. I never bring nothing else there.
Yeah, the clothes being clean or dirty is the only difference between making it a thrift shop and a lost and found. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right,
yeah,
right,
you gotta
right.
bring it clean, man.
Yeah,
but it wasn't dirty. To me, it wasn't dirty.
Are
yeah.
you just taking your dirty laundry to the thrift store when you're done with it?
I'm screaming.
I did that, didn't they, baby? They said, uh-uh. So I just buy it from them now. Coming up, honey, when Ben Hangry goes left, you won't believe, honey, how this man popped off on his roommate, baby, over some food.
Ooh.
We'll pour all that tea, baby, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey. All right, y'all, it is time for
This Is It.
Now, if you ever think you've been hangry, wait until you hear this. A man by the name of Clifton Williams, who is, of course, my third cousin, is facing charges over a Hot Pocket. Yes, you heard that right. A Hot Pocket. Clifton had his mindset on enjoying one, but unfortunately, his roommate ate the last one.
Oh, my God.
So when Clifton discovered the last Hot Pocket was gone, he started throwing things at the roommate, and when the roommate tried to leave, Clifton shot him in his buttocks.
Period.
Pop, pop. Fortunately, the roommate's Hot Pocket injuries were not life-threatening. However, Clifton's facing charges for assault.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Over the
free
bank.
Him.
Things you do on marijuana or meth for 300,
no,
Mr.
Yeah.
Trebek.
Free him.
No,
free him.
Leave him alone. Clifton said you can it out today, honey.
Yeah, not free him. Bad, because, period. What if that was like a Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket? Have you ever had that?
Those no. are pretty great.
Okay, no. So if you eat my last Hot Pocket, I might shoot you in your Hot Pocket, too.
Over a Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
My wife will shoot you over my Hot Pocket.
Because it's hot.
Yes, Lord.
Honestly, I would shoot you really? Over some Chick-fil-A fries.
No.
Really? Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Some
yes, I would.
Chick-fil-A fries is not better than McDonald's.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Jesus himself fries those Chick-fil-A fries.
No, he did not.
He be in the back there just a jangling.
Bitch, that's Jesus.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.